Thank you so much. Hi, everybody. Hello. Since I was sitting over there, I'm going to like try to, hey, this room, two room thing. Okay, hi. So what an incredible night. Can we just like have a round of applause for everybody so far? Thank you. Yeah, I'm so grateful to be reading with these absolutely fierce, brilliant, just powerful women. It's kind of overwhelming. I kind of forgot that I had to read because I was just, I was just in it. You're in that space of, anyway, hi, I'm here, I'm reading. I want to say thank you to Jan Beatty for all that you do for the Mad Women. We all are so grateful for you. All the little things and the big things. And I also want to thank Joan and Jimmy for all that you do for this series, too. So thank you. All right, so this is a new poem that comes out of all of the stories that many women have been sharing recently. Maybe some of you have a poem like this, or maybe, you know, you should write one. But I'm thinking about this not just for myself, but also for my daughter, who's 2, and is really fierce, like the fiercest person that I know, and has no idea that the world is going to treat her differently than her brother. Girl in the street. It's the way water eats rock. Hey, baby, why don't you smile? How it slips inside a hairline crack. Hey, mama, suck my dick. Splits it wide from within. Girl, can you handle 13 inches? I want to wear the jackal's teeth in the street. It's high gaze. But it's just me, a woman walking in my clogs and glasses. My daughter just learned to walk. Girl, where are you going? Still unsteady on her feet. Baby, you got a boyfriend? She barrels into the street head first. Nice ass, girl, shrieking with glee. Bitch, why don't you smile? I'm almost 40. Girl, don't you want some of this? I should be able to talk back by now, right? Words break bedrock. I remember mine. Fierce slab layered with love and yes. Bitch, come on back. Their voices became hands, became dogs, became knives. Thanks. All right, so change of tone. Did anyone here try to write a poem every day for National Poetry Month? Yeah, kind of. Anybody? Yeah, it's crazy. I know you did. You wrote a lot. So I tried. For the first time, I had someone ask me, and I tried, and I mostly failed, but I got 4 shitty drafts that I can come back to and, you know, make something. So, and it also, I was glad I said yes, even though it wasn't a great idea. Because it kind of reminded me about the beauty of just writing and not worrying about the outcome and putting all this pressure on it. So it was good for that. So I'm going to share with you one of my new shitty drafts in the spirit of, well, the least shitty draft. I cannot tell you how it is to be a mother, a monster, how it is to love these humans who are sometimes like strangers. If not for their green eyes, thin skins. Today, the president repeats, fake news, fake news. His blanched lips in a sour, grinchy smile on the TV. And my daughter yells, more, more, lays on Target's floor to make a snow angel. Another mother huffs, steers her cart around the small star of her body. I try for eye contact, solidarity. Nope. She has places to be. And I have been her, yes, steering around my child who only needs me to bend down, throw my arms wide, to be what is real. So the next poem comes from the experience of postpartum depression and that feeling of trying to be present for your kid when you're really struggling yourself. My own. Can you fix my crown? He's Jack, I'm Jill. We rolled down the hill. It broke. It all breaks down. A woman drives by alone, windows down, bobbing her bright head. A riptide has pulled through my skin all day. How do I get out? If I can't get out, don't think about that. Keep floating till it thins in cold open sea. My meditation app says there's always blue sky, even when you can't see it. We watch a worm roll out of a rotten tree trunk, body of muscle made to tunnel, to escape. Can you fix my crown, Mama? Please? He pretends to pick up a sapphire, offers it to me. I want to fix his crown, but I'm trying to fix my own. Thanks. Okay, and I'll end with this one. This poem was inspired by Ross Gay's Catalog of Unabashed Gratitude. Have you all read that? Okay, yeah, if you haven't, get on it fast. So I don't tend to write about joy or that many happy things, but reading this book really inspired me and made me think I should try. And I also wanted to read this tonight just because I feel like it's really hard to hold on to joy right now and to the good stuff, and I think we have to try. Like, we can't let anyone take that from us. I'm trying to write a joyful poem. After reading Ross Gay's new book, which makes me feel light and giddy, like maybe a world in which figs fall from a city sky is possible. But my poem becomes about the collapse of long love, how even the brightest glint in the eye becomes shadow eventually. My son dances across the room in a red cowboy hat. He asked me to chase him, but the girl in the documentary I watch lives in a landfill outside Moscow. She drinks water from dirty milk jugs. And why does my joy always slide into darkness? My son laughs, his 8 teeth new and white, shining in the sun while I tickle his belly. Joy must be at least as complicated as sorrow, which is one reason I hate those posed pictures people take before weddings, before babies, hands clasped over the woman's belly, cupping warm skin, thinking they know what's inside. Maybe joy is an animal that scurries when you get close. Or maybe it's my son pointing out the moon, saying, look, up there, which makes me think how he almost wasn't so many times. And doesn't the girl in Moscow, Yula is her name, have joys too? And this cramped coffee shop hums with people telling other people across a stretch of table what it feels like to live on this planet right now, to have a mouth, to form words. I'm saying, how are you feeling? She's saying, it was just so funny, so damn funny. And the woman next to me, she laughs, she sighs, she holds her belly. Maybe joy is the real mystery. Maybe I've been wrong for decades, only looking under the rock, pointing out the shades of dark. Last night, I lay across from my love and said, I love you. Something I usually say while opening the fridge, while leaving the house, my back turned. I said, I love you, staring right into his open eyes. What made me look is that I remembered he will die. Maybe joy is a hand reaching out in a fierce wind, one so very hard to open your fingers in or your eyes. Thanks. Thank you. Yes. Okay.